The Locker Room Chats here on a Wednesday continue on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quentin Proppitt alongside head coach of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays. It's Rachel Wartenberger. This Locker Room Chat is provided by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. It's been a trio of games the last time we spoke, coach, going 0-3 throughout the Burlington Invitational, but since last we talked, Labette County and Paola, but a big win over the Riverside Cyclones, 41-36, picking up win number 3 of the season. A big win over the Cyclones, including 9 threes in that victory. So, coach, again, tell me about these last couple of games for you, but then also kind of talk a little bit about that Burlington Invitational and where that kind of puts you as a team here midpoint of the season.
Yeah, so last night was really exciting. I thought we had our best game of the season, honestly. We had a couple girls shoot really well. Paxton Michael, Kira Kime shot really well from the three-point line. Sydney Schubart rebounded really well, but honestly, everyone contributed. Really great team win. Super proud of the girls and their effort. Burlington was tough, not going to lie. We matched up against Burlington first round. They're just a really good team, and they exposed our weaknesses, which we were anticipating, but I was proud of the girls and the way they came back for round 2 against Labette County. We wanted that one so bad, and we played so hard. It came up 4 points short. We just turned it over too much and couldn't hit free throws. And then we were kind of gassed out that third round against Paola and just didn't shoot well, honestly. So, but super proud of them to come back then last night and get a big win for us, honestly.
And you talk about the big win. You know, what does that kind of do here as you finish out with the season with just a month left, but also the confidence of some of those players? I mean, you mentioned Paxton Michael just having a great game with 19 points, leading the team and scoring. I mean, how much confidence does that kind of bring to those players and into this team leading into the final month of play?
Yeah, honestly, last night was huge for a lot of reasons. You know, when you're not winning, it gets hard. So to get another win helps kind of ease your mind a little bit. Again, they shot well. It builds confidence and really just continues to give us stuff to build on. You know, again, by standards of win-loss records, it doesn't look like we're there. But if you are in our locker room and you know what our goals are and you know what we're trying to do, we are improving and we're doing what we want to do this year.
Upcoming on your schedule, you have Silver Lake here on Friday. No game next Tuesday. Come back and you'll play at Rossville on the road next Friday. So a pair of Friday games these next 2 weeks. Coach, what are some keys to this matchup you're upcoming against these Silver Lake Eagles?
Yeah, Silver Lake's going to be really tough. Obviously, they're probably one of the best teams in the state in all classes. So we're just going to come out and try and work really hard and compete and try and get better. And so I'll just be looking forward to see what the girls do with that and see what their mentality is versus a really good Silver Lake team.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 7 of our Coaches Shows.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was head coach Rachel Wartenberger of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays. This Locker Room Chat has been provided by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Upcoming, we'll talk to the boys head coach for the Sabetha Blue Jays.